Last year, a photography shop owner and his son were killed inside their downtown La Crosse business. Police caught the suspect with the help of security cameras from nearby businesses. In light of this case, a group wants to raise $435,000 to install police surveillance cameras downtown. They say it will make investigations less cumbersome and time-consuming. La Crosse Police Chief Ron Tischer says the cameras will help them solve crimes, but it will also cause criminals to think twice.
By putting the cameras right out in the open where everybody can see them, is hopefully before people commit a crime, they see a camera and say, well, I'd rather not commit that crime. I'm going to be on videotape and I'm going to get caught pretty quick.
Sheboygan Falls Police Chief Steve Riffle is president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association. He echoes police officials across the state who say they're able to solve crimes more easily with cameras. In Sheboygan Falls, Riffle says police installed cameras after vandalism was getting out of hand.
The city and the community as a whole decided to place cameras in the parks and actually tell people about it and publicize it. And we cut our incidences down to almost zero.
ACLU of Wisconsin's executive director, Christopher Amity, says there are a few issues with surveillance cameras. He says police need to be careful who has access to the video, how long a video is retained, and make sure it's not used for voyeuristic purposes. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.